Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast, thanks to Bradshaw and Bryan Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
What's trending?
Trending, and you know, my heart goes out to anybody that goes over their due date. My sister-in-law went 13 days over her due date.
I can't believe they don't induce you at that point.
In June. I mean, she was just miserable. Sitting inside the AC was like the only option. But this woman, at 41 weeks, she seeks out, which I didn't even know existed, at Starbucks.
Okay, guys, I'm 41 weeks and 3 days. It's time to get this baby out. I'm so desperate that I went to Starbucks and got the labor-inducing tea that everybody's drinking.
What? Hey guys, you're probably wondering, did the tea work?
The tea works.
Wow.
There he is.
So I don't know if it works instantly, but it has everything, I guess, that is rumored to induce labor.
Stop this.
Listen, down at Cafe Latte in St. Paul, there is a salad that you can order, and it's famous. And my mom's friends have all eaten it when they got too close to their due date. And it has like this herb balsamic vinaigrette that they call the pregnancy dressing. And you literally order the salad and they swear by it.
It's a good racket, man.
That you're like ready to go, ready to pop. And then you go have the salad and before you know it, you need your bundle
problem.
Of joy.
You put one of these together and that chick doesn't go into labor and she comes back the next day angry. And she got that pregnant lady strength.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with a pregnant lady.
Give me another salad. Was there something that you did to help induce labor? Did you go on those crazy long walks? I always love when the baby expo rolls around because you see the uber pregnant women make their men come out.
And she wore me out.
Did she? Yeah. We're going walking again.
No, we're doing it again. Like that.
Gross.
Yeah. Even I was like, again?
Enough.
Can you help me?
Times people will kick a scenario at us for OPP, something that's going on in their life, and they won't necessarily need help, but our audience does a really, really good job. Thank you guys for being good therapists. A lot of times when something happens to somebody that's listening, it's already happened to somebody else, so you've got kind of firsthand experience with something like this. That's why I wanted to bring Laura onto the show this morning. Tell everybody what just happened.
I took my daughter in for a back-to-school haircut.
Okay.
And we love this salon because, in particular, she's incredibly affordable. She's very professional. She always does a good job. And she's one of the few businesses that we have in our area where prices haven't gone up.
Yeah.
Recently,
okay.
And that's been great. So we're like, okay, let's do what we can to keep this business going and go support. And I took my kid in for haircut, and she decided that she wanted a little color. She wanted some foils put in. So I said, yeah, go ahead. We can afford it. The prices are great. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And after it was done, her hair looked great, but we went to pay, and everything was so much more than what's actually posted on her menu. And when I mentioned that before I handed over my credit card to her, the stylist said, oh yeah, I've had to raise my prices, but she didn't bother to update any of her listings, like on her website or on the actual menu board of services that they have in the salon.
Yeah, that's like false advertising. So I'm wondering,
right,
like, was it that much money that she had gone up with her pricing that you noticed?
Oh, completely. It was so much money. I had no idea that we were going to be spending that much. And then she went one step further and she said, well, I know where y'all live and you can definitely afford this.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Okay, insinuating that you're just able to spend whatever, whenever.
Right. Which was really gross.
That's a little personal.
It
also feels like the wool was pulled over your eyes for a place that you've been going, you said, for a while now, right?
Absolutely. We've been loyal. And I just couldn't believe that, A, we were treated like that, especially. And the fact that she wasn't transparent about her costs going up.
Right.
I understand if prices go up, but come on. You got to let people know ahead of time. My daughter was already there. She was done.
Yeah, and I'm going to put you on hold here for a second as we start taking calls on this. Jen had texted in, leave a Yelp review.
Tina is saying blasted all over, too.
Is that what you want to do?
Well, she said this woman could have had signs or a handwritten note on the front door. Prices have gone up. Ask us about it until we get our brand new sign made. There were a lot of things that she could have done. It's like if you go somewhere and they don't accept checks or cash or anything like that, and they only accept card.
But most of the time, they've got some signs up there, don't they?
That needs to be a sign, you know? And so...
Here's the other part. The reason I wouldn't leave any kind of a review on any internet site is because when they told Laura, hey, we know where you live, you can afford it. When people know where you live, you don't leave bad reviews about things. Like some people wig out that way. I don't want them showing up drunk on a Friday night with a crowbar. Imagine being the head coach of a professional football team. Number one, heavy, heavy stress. Anxiety as the upcoming year starts rolling in. You've got all of these grown men, some of the finest professional athletes with some of the biggest egos in the world, all needing to be harnessed by your leadership. One of those is your son.
Boo.
And then decision day happens. You know what decision day is?
I would think they decide things.
Wait.
I'm just throwing stuff to the wall, see if it sticks.
You take, throw you against the wall, see if you stick.
Oh, wow.
Take all of these guys that are trying out to make the team, and then your decision day is when you break down your roster to the mandatory limit.
Cut.
You got to cut a bunch of very fine athletes for one reason or another. Maybe they're fifth in the depth chart at their position. Dude had to cut his own son.
Well, I think that that's a good look. Because, I don't know, some people will always go hard on a child whose dad is the coach. You're always going to be told that you only got this position because your dad is the coach.
Yep, so that happens often.
Yeah.
Now, I know I treat my kids way differently when I coach them. I try to be much tougher on them. Like, hit ground balls at the infield.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tap ground balls at other kids. I'll hit it as hard as I can at my kids.
Yeah.
Just because I want to make sure that they're playing up. And to be a coach at a professional level and have to cut your son would be crazy. So this is a lot of the reasons that some people don't work with family ever. So I just wanted to quickly throw it out there and see if anybody had been listening that had been cut by their own family member. And as soon as I brought it up, Kat said, well, I did.
I think I was more strongly encouraged to seek employment elsewhere by my older brother. He had hired me at 15 to go work where he worked. And he was like the head of the whole community center. And mainly the ice rink, and that's where he put me in like the skate sharpening shack, and then you could buy like chips and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
And people would bring their skates to me and they would have me sharpen them. And then after a year of me sharpening them, I admitted I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you just ground blades down.
I don't know what I
you
did.
Didn't put
I
edges
don't know
on any of them.
And so all I know is nobody ever complained. So I thought I was doing it right. And he's like,
nobody teach you how to do this?
Why is this blade down here? I think he thought one of the other guys taught me, and I like to fake it till I make it. And I thought that maybe I was doing it right because I wasn't getting any complaints. And so he was like, so I feel like maybe you should work closer to home. I feel like that would be a good idea.
Like, stay at home all day.
Because my mom would have to drive me all the way out there. It was like 25 minutes, you know, one way to bring me to work and then come get me and bring me back home. And so he was like, yeah, I'm thinking maybe mom wants you to work maybe more in town. I was like, all right.
He didn't straight up say you're fired, but basically strongly suggested that you never come back to work there.
He's
again.
He's like, so maybe you don't come in tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay.
That's
He's
fine.
Like,
oh,
yeah. I'll bring your check to dad's house. I'm like, all right.
It's nice that he had the kitten gloves on for you.
Yeah.
I was maybe like 16 or 17. I'd applied for a job where my dad was an engineer. And I know that he submarined my application because he didn't want, number one, to bring me into work all the time. But I also probably didn't have the greatest work ethic. And so I guarantee that application never made it to HR's desk. I can guarantee my old man threw in his briefcase and it never popped out of there.
You know, people have a lot of gall to not allow you to let the future play out. What you just said reminded me of what Grandma Ellie did. She didn't send my script into Home Improvement.
You could have been a writer on Home Improvement all those years ago.
I could have been the youngest writer in Hollywood.
You wouldn't be doing this crap job, making this crap money.
I mean, the scene had everything from inspiration to wonder to drama to romance and nothing.
You really missed out on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, Dan, here's how it's going to work.
Sounds weird, yeah.
I'm going to give you, actually some of our listeners, are going to give you a situation. Then you've just got to decide whether or not this happened as a drunk adult or a little kid. Now, we've all heard Mandy's over the last couple of days.
I dropped my mom's ashes in my jacuzzi.
Well, poor mom passes away. You've got the ashes, and they end up in the jacuzzi. But that happened as a drunk adult or little kid moment, Dan.
I want to lean towards drunk adult, but a little kid would be a surprise on that one. Okay. I'm going to say drunk adult.
He says drunk adult. Mandy, drunk adult or little kid?
I was a drunk adult.
Okay, good.
I was pretty hammered that day on tequila, and my sister had come over to get my mom's ashes because I was moving in a few weeks, and I was carrying them out to her. She was in the backyard. And I tripped over a rug and fell into the jacuzzi, spilling my mom's ashes.
Oh my God.
In the water. Yeah, that happened.
I saw that going a different way. Like she was drinking tequila and just had one of those moments where she wanted to spend one last time with her mom.
Oh,
maybe they hot tubbed a lot together. I don't know. Yuck.
Not so much. All right. You get the next one right. You got two left. If you get one of the following two correct, you're going to the Renaissance Festival. This is Kendall. Ooh. Kendall, what happened?
So I threw a flute at a drummer's head while he was in the middle of doing his drum solo.
All right. Drum solo. She grabs her flute, chucks it at his head. Was that a drunk adult or a little kid moment?
I'm going to go ahead and say a little kid because it sounds like a school thing.
Same.
That's where my head went right away, too. Kendall, drunk adult or little kid?
I was a little kid.
Hey!
I was in a band when I was around 11. The drummer and I just didn't get along. Creative differences, I guess. I don't really remember what it was.
Right.
And we had gotten into this big fight during one of our performances, and I decided I was still angry with him. So when he wasn't looking, I threw a flute right off his head, right in the middle of his drum solo. And listen, Derek, if you're out there, I'm sorry to this day. I didn't mean to. Like, I know we were just kids. It was just like a funny thing. Not in the moment, but, you know, looking back, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Poor Derek. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Hey, you're going to the Renaissance Festival. But let's hear our third one, just in case you would have missed that one. This is Brenda.
So I fell off a small cliff while trying to take a selfie with a hawk.
All right, so there's a hawk on a cliff. She tries to take the selfie. She falls off the cliff. Drunk adult, little kid.
I have a lot more questions on that one, but with a hawk on your arm? No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to say drunk adult on that one.
I would have, too, just for the simple fact that it's a drunk adult selfie moment that you decide to take a selfie with a hawk, knowing that it could just rip your eyes out.
Dangerous.
Say drunk adult or little kid moment here, Brenda.
I was actually a drunk adult.
Hey, Dan.
I was in Colorado on a camping trip and got way too drunk while taking a hike. Not a super great combination. And I saw what I thought was a hawk, and I tried to take a selfie with it, and I lost my balance, and I fell off a small cliff.
Oh, my God.
And no, I didn't get the selfie, but yes, I was okay.
Bingo! How fun!
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo what bingo?
Bingo!
Bingo!
All right, Kat gets the bingo this morning. If you're the first person through, who
has had somebody famous come into their work? And it was a Dairy Queen close to here that Robin Williams went to. Do you remember that when he came?
I do remember.
But he was going to rehab.
Ashton and Mila were just in Fergus.
Yep. Yeah. Pink was just in Fargo at Target. So,
can you imagine going around the corner and running into Pink?
Yeah.
I would die.
I know. You know she'd be dancing and singing, right?
I'd have to give her a hug and then I'd get shot. That would be the thing. I'd end up with a local DJ. And they wouldn't even mention the radio station. It would just say, local idiot disc jockey shot by Pink's bodyguard. Mine is, I get the bingo if you're somebody listening who has had to fire a realtor. So I have a friend who basically said to his realtor, you got till the end of the month. And all of a sudden, he just got a whole bunch of showings. Like, have the house clean. We have to show it three times today. And he was like, well, that's kind of a coincidence. So, who gets the bingo this morning?
I got a bingo for Kat.
Oh, okay. Now you got a dish. Right. Who was famous that came into your work?
Peppa from Salt and Peppa.
Stop! I don't think it's Pep, right?
It's Pep. You got to call her Pep. If you're friends like we are, Pep.
Yeah. Like, yo, what's up, Pep?
She played my birthday party a few years ago.
She didn't.
Yeah. And where do you work that she came in?
This was years ago. I was a manager at a bowling alley in New Jersey.
And just Pep walks in?
No, she would come in every Sunday night with her and her friends to just come and bowl and party.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
So do you remember what does Pep drink?
She had, I don't even remember. I wasn't a bartender, so I don't remember.
But she'd come in. She was cool. Is she a good bowler?
I wouldn't say she was a good bowler. She was an okay bowler.
She didn't use those goofy clown shoes that you guys provided. Tell me at least Pep had her own shoes.
No, she did use our shoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We could eat up about 30 seconds of your time. Can we ask what you do for a living?
I am a fifth grade teacher at Lincoln in St. Paul.
Okay, nice. Very cool. So assuming you guys have some kind of a teacher's lounge?
We do.
Do you ever walk into the teacher's lounge and things are just set out on a counter for people to take for free?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's every workplace.
Now, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I went and got coffee this morning, so it was maybe 5:15, 5:10. The show goes live at 6, and I walked by several things on the counter in the break room, and I didn't give them two looks because I'm now of the opinion that anything that somebody is willing to put out there for free is garbage. Now, during
you
want to
hear
last,
this garbage though?
During this last song. Kat looks at me. There's about maybe 20, 30 seconds left in the song. We're getting the contest ready for you. And she goes, I took it all. I took everything that was in there this morning. And I go, why would you take it? Isn't that just trash?
But he's calling this garbage. It's Lumiere face serums. There's YSL products. There's the Kylie Jenner lip kit. You're going to walk right past that? I'm not an idiot. So,
good girl, I would have done the same
thing.
You would have taken all of somebody else's trash and taken it home.
It's not
I am
trash.
A fan of free.
I am too. All these face serums, I just ran out of two of mine, and so now I'm just going to try different ones. What if I fall in love
she
with one?
She looks like she's melting. She hasn't had a face serum in forever, Katie.
Isn't
you can't
so
even
funny?
Believe what's going on in here. It's
got to fit in his
so
Friday
horrible.
Jokes.
All right.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend.